Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, May the 26th, Pope Francis hosts the Vatican's first ever World Children's Day in Rome. The Italian actor and comedian Roberto Benigni tells a packed St. Peter's Square to open their eyes and dream. And as Benigni and the Pope call for peace, Russia strikes a supermarket in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tullock. 50,000 children from every corner of the globe flocked to Rome for the first ever World Children's Day, which took place this weekend. From a meeting at Rome's Olympic Stadium to mass in a packed St. Peter's Square, Francesca Merlo has this report on the weekend's festivities.
The very first World Children's Day has drawn to a close. Over the last 2 days, 50,000 children under the age of 12 and representing 101 countries flooded the streets of Rome. The occasion, World Children's Day, an initiative called on by Pope Francis that allowed children from all across the globe to meet him, ask him questions, share their culture through song and dance, and most importantly, discuss their journey as the world's newest pioneers of peace. World Children's Day opened on Saturday in Rome's Olympic Stadium, where activities were running throughout the morning. Then in the afternoon, after a rich program filled with guest singers, Pope Francis arrived and listened to the testimonies of young people from around the world. These included conflict areas such as Gaza and Ukraine, as well as children who traveled to Rome through humanitarian corridors facilitated by the Pope. Peace was the main theme of Saturday's event.
E la pace è una cosa bella?
There was a moment of Q&A in which children were able to ask the Holy Father questions, and he often responded by asking in turn the 50,000 children present what they thought, involving as many of them as possible in as much of the event as possible. This approach was similar to the one he adopted during the closing Mass on Sunday morning, Trinity Sunday.
Dio Padre, Dio Figlio e Dio Spirito Santo.
Addressing the children gathered in St. Peter's Square on Sunday, Pope Francis emphasized the profound unity and love within the Holy Trinity, describing it as a family. We pray to God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The Pope asked the children, when we pray to God the Father, what is the prayer that we all pray? And they responded, the Our Father. Turning his attention then to Jesus the Son, Pope Francis spoke of the importance of Jesus in their lives. We pray to Jesus because he helps us, he said. Pope Francis then went on to speak of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who accompanies us in life, he told the children. Finally, the Holy Father spoke to the children about Mary. What is the name of our mother in heaven, he asked, and the children answered, Mary. Bringing his homily to a close, Pope Francis urged the children to pray for their parents, grandparents, ill children, and for peace in the world. Pray for us, concluded the Pope, so that we can go forward. All of us. Then, after a monologue of hope by Italian actor Roberto Benigni, Pope Francis announced when the next World Children's Day would be.
Sarà nel mese di settembre di
2026.
September 2026. I'm Francesca Merlo.
After the Mass in St. Peter's Square had ended, the Italian actor and comedian Roberto Benigni made an appearance. The comic is probably best known in the English-speaking world for his 1997 film Life is Beautiful, which won 3 Oscars. But in his native country, he's just as famous for his monologues. The Italian actor addressed the Pope together with the thousands of children who had gathered in the square.
Vi vedo qua, tutti pieni di sogni. Si sente un alveare di sogni, uno sciame, proprio così, sognate, che è la cosa più bella del mondo.
I can see you here, full of dreams. You can feel this buzzing, a hive of dreams, a swarm. Dream. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. But I want to tell you a secret. You'll tell me that you already know how to dream. You'll say that you just have to close your eyes, sleep and dream. I'll tell you a secret. To dream, you don't have to close your eyes. You have to open them. You have to open your eyes, read, write and invent.
Dovete aprire gli occhi, leggere, scrivere, inventare.
The comedian and actor also spoke to the children about Jesus' Sermon on the Mount.
L'unica cosa sensata che ho sentito dire in tutta la mia vita, lo sapete da chi l'ho sentita dire.
In life, people give a lot of advice. But I can honestly say the only sensible thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Do you know who I heard it from? From Jesus. In the Gospel, the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus gives these lists that we have to memorize. Blessed are the humble, the peacemakers, the merciful. Basically, be profoundly good. That's what Jesus said, and I tell you, It seems to me to be the only sensible thing that I ever heard in my entire life, the only good idea that's ever been expressed in human history.
A me questa mi sembra l'unica cosa sensata che io abbia mai sentito in tutta la mia vita, l'unica buona idea.
And finally Benigni added a few words on the subject of war.
Le parole che facciano diventare le cose vere. Per esempio,
what we say can become true. The big problem is finding the right words, the words that can make things come true. I'm sure that among you there's someone who will find the word to put a stop to war forever. I know it. I can feel it, because that word exists. One of you has to find it. We'll find it together. We have to search for it, all together, with passion, with sincerity. We have to search for it in every language, with imagination, and we'll find it. You'll find it.
Io lo so, lo sento, perché c'è quella parola. Esiste. Uno di voi la deve trovare.
We heard there about the appeals for peace made by Pope Francis and Roberto Benigni. The Pope has been calling for a ceasefire in the Middle East since almost the very beginning of the conflict there. Nathan Morley has the latest on the situation on the ground in Israel and Palestine, where sirens have been sounding in Tel Aviv.
The Qassam Brigades, which is the armed wing of Hamas, said in a statement on social media that its combatants had bombarded Tel Aviv with a large missile barrage. Around a dozen explosions were reportedly heard in the Tel Aviv area, with videos of explosions being posted on social media. The videos, though, have not been verified. However, media reports air raid sirens did sound in many cities and towns, including Herzliya and Petah Tikva. Meanwhile, press reports suggest Israel has agreed to renew talks with Hamas on a hostage deal next week. According to Israeli state television, the talks are expected to be held with the mediation of Egypt, Qatar, and the United States. The earlier round of ceasefire negotiations, which took place in Cairo, collapsed earlier this month. The report on television said that at a meeting in Paris on Friday, David Barnea, the chief of the Israeli Mossad intelligence agency, presented a new proposal approved by the Israeli War Cabinet to William Burns, the director of the US CIA. It was also presented to the Qatari Prime Minister. After more than 7 months of war in Gaza, the mediators have struggled to secure a breakthrough, with Israel seeking the release of hostages held by Hamas and Hamas seeking an end to the war and a release of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. Separately, Italy says it will resume its financial support to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian refugees in the Near East. Italy says it supports all ongoing efforts towards a sustainable ceasefire and the release of hostages. Earlier this year, Italy, along with several other countries, halted all financial support to UNRWA following Israel's claims that some UNRWA staff were linked to the Hamas attack in Israel last year. Separately, the Palestinian Economics Minister, Mohammed Al-Amour, has warned that the economy in the territory is facing an unprecedented shock. His comments come after a new World Bank report projected the Palestinian economy might shrink by up to 9.4% this year. Meanwhile, the Palestinian death toll from the ongoing Israeli assaults on Gaza has now risen to 35,903. That's according to health authorities. Furthermore, Palestinian medics said 45 Palestinians had been killed in the past day across Gaza. They do not distinguish between civilian and militant casualties. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Meanwhile, in Ukraine, a deadly Russian attack on a supermarket in Kharkiv has killed at least 14 people and injured scores more. Stefan Boss reports.
Smoke rises from a Kharkiv supermarket, which Russia bombed on Saturday. Authorities say more than a dozen people were killed and injured in an attack condemned by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The city of Kharkiv has come under days of deadly attacks from Russian missiles and guided bombs, with strikes killing at least 7 people on Thursday. But President Zelensky suggested that the latest bombardment on the supermarket was especially brutal, saying his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin was, in his words, responsible for killing and terrorizing people in a vile way. Prosecutors feared the death toll could rise as a further 16 people remained missing after the strike at the Epicenter K home improvement store on the northern outskirts of the city. In Kharkiv, eyewitness Yulia told Vatican Radio that she saw a lot of people getting hurt and that many lost their lives by the fire caused by the Russian bombardment. The young mother of one said police were asking relatives to take DNA tests to identify those in the store. She said she was especially concerned about the dozens being treated in hospital, including a 13-year-old boy who was operated on and listed in a serious condition. She said the city park was also shelled, but added, luckily, there were no casualties in this beautiful park. However, she noticed that there is not a single quiet day and that children now often study at underground metro stations. And there was another reminder of how dangerous life has become above ground in Kharkiv as another early evening missile strike hit a residential building in the center, reportedly injuring at least 18 people. Ukrainian President Zelensky visited Kharkiv, where he recorded a video of a printing plant destroyed last week by a Russian strike, killing several people. In the video, he appealed to U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping to attend a peace summit in Switzerland starting June 15th.
To President Biden, the leader of the United States, and to President Xi, the leader of China, we do not want the UN Charter to be burned. Burned down just like these books. And I hope you don't want to either. Please show your leadership in advancing the peace, real peace, not just a pause between the strikes. Please support the peace summit with your personal leadership and participation.
Biden has not yet confirmed his attendance, and it is not known whether China will be there. Yet time is running out as Russia's military advances on the battlefields and approaches Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
And in Papua New Guinea, the International Organization for Migration has increased its estimate of the death toll from a massive landslide to more than 670. Emergency responders and traumatized relatives have now given up hope that any more survivors will be found, reports the Associated Press. The chief of the UN Migration Agency's mission in the South Pacific Island nation said that the revised death toll was based on calculations by village and provincial officials that more than 150 homes had been buried by Friday's landslide. On Friday, local officials had put the death toll at only 100. Relief crews are moving survivors to safer ground, and around 250 additional houses have been condemned since the landslide because of the still shifting ground. The national government, meanwhile, is considering whether it needs to officially request more international support. The US and Australia, the latter of which is a near neighbour and Papua New Guinea's most generous aid provider, are among the governments that have publicly stated their readiness to help. Pope Francis, of course, is visiting Papua New Guinea later this year, from the 6th to the 9th of September. The motto for that apostolic journey will be Pray, inspired by the disciples' request to Jesus, Lord, teach us to pray. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please do visit our website at www.vaticannews.va. We've got lots of articles about the World Children's Day that's been going on this weekend, and you can find links also to our live stream of those events. You can also catch the latest updates on our Facebook, X and Instagram pages. Just search Vatican News. Many thanks go to Gustavo Messina in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Joseph Tullock. Goodbye.